Good morning. Hope you have a good Friday. This is Trust the Bible. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I'm talking about the law this week. And the reason I'm talking about the law is because I know there are several passages in the Bible that are used to suggest that the law, meaning the commands, especially the commands in the Old Testament, they're oppressive. You don't want to live your life trying to follow a bunch of rules. And Christ has set us free from the law, and therefore you don't have to strain and strive and struggle to try to follow all these rules in the Old Testament. Just love others as yourself and love God, and that's, you know, all that you need to be concerned with. Well, I want you to have a prosperous and successful life. And I believe the Bible guides us to how to have a prosperous and successful life. This is what Jesus taught. He taught it in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." I don't want to get too far into that passage. I'm short on time, but you know, this is also what is in Joshua. "Keep this book of the law on your lips always. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it." Not just some of the commands or the moral commands, but do everything written in it. "Then you will be prosperous and successful." That's what I want for you. I want you to be prosperous and successful. So I want to show you from the Bible that the law is good, that the law is a blessing. John describes the law as grace. Jesus says that whoever practices even the least of these commands will be great in the kingdom of heaven, that they're to guide us to joy and peace and life. So that's my mission this week. And if I were to summarize this week in a few points, I would say, one, the law is good. Two, that means obeying the law, studying the law, and applying it to your life so that you get better and better at obeying it is good. That will lead you to a better life. Three, don't be under the law. And when we say under the law, what I introduced yesterday is that this is a different law. This is talking about a principle that is true for all those, and I'm going to go a bit further today, for all those who are seeking to establish their righteousness or are trying to impress God with their goodness, might be a simpler way of saying it. For all those who use the law as a way to impress God with their goodness, because of sin in us, because we are sinful people, it backfires. We're trying to impress God, but because we have sin in us, we encounter the law, and the law becomes a curse to us. The law becomes something bad to us, not because there's anything wrong with the law, but because there's something wrong with us. And that principle that the law becomes something bad for us because of who we are and because of the sin in us, that's the principle that we are not to be under. And Christ sets us free from it. And Christ sets us free from it so that we can now study and enjoy and delight in God's law. As Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man who delights in the law of God, and on his law he meditates day and night." See, we're not free from having to pay attention to the law. We're actually free to pay attention to the law. You know, prior to coming to faith in Christ, we were slaves to sin. And that's what Paul describes throughout Romans chapters 6, 7, and 8, that's what we're free from. That's what we're no longer under. And so that's what we've been looking at this week, and I've just started getting into Romans 7. I can only advance a little bit each day, and I'm going to be talking about this topic next week as well, because I think it's so important for you to have the right mindset of what the law is. Don't try to follow the law to impress God. That's going to backfire on you big time. Don't say, "Oh, I don't need to worry about the law. I can live how I want to live, or maybe I can just have love others be my guide." No, you need more specific instruction than that if you want to really succeed in life. I mean, yes, love others, but how do you love others? Well, the Bible gives you all kinds of information about how you love others. So I want you to have a healthy view of God's law to help you, help guide you in life. So I'm going to keep going through Romans 7 as much as I can get today, but then I'll come back next week. But before I get into that, let me just tell you the whole article is laid out. I've written an article that I have posted on Facebook on the site Trust the Bible. Just search for the group Trust the Bible and you'll find it on there. I would love to for you to like that group so you can get updates and articles that are related to the program. So please check that out. It's called Trust the Bible. on Facebook. It's also a blog on Blogspot. If you're not on Facebook, you can still find that article. You can always contact me. The number to call if you would like free Christian counseling that we provide at the church here at Fairfax First Baptist, or if you have questions or comments about the program, is 943-8237. That's 943-8237. Also, I'd like to take the opportunity every Friday. It's the weekend. You should have a plan of where you're going to go to church this Sunday so that you can hear good Bible teaching and have God help guide you in how to have a successful life. So hopefully there's a church like that nearby. You might be nearby us, or you may not have a church like that. Then we always invite you to come. I preach at the 9 o'clock service at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray, and then at the 11 o'clock service at Fairfax First Baptist Church. If you have any questions, the number again is 943-8237. Well, Paul writes what I've been describing in Romans chapter 7. We did the first seven verses last time. I'm going to start in verse 8 today. Paul writes, "But sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, produced in me every kind of coveting. For apart from the law, sin was dead. Once I was alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life and I died." You see, Paul hasn't said anything about there being something wrong with the law, with the commandment, but it's this combination of the law and me, being that I have sin in me, this is a deadly combination. And I died, it says. Verse 10, "I found that the very commandment that was intended to bring life actually brought death." See, the law is good. The law is intended to bring life, but because of sin in me, it brought death. Verse 11, "For sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, deceived me, and through the commandment put me to death. So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous and good." There it is. Paul says it. The law is holy. The law is righteous. The law is good. "Did that which is good then become death to me? By no means. Nevertheless, in order that sin might be recognized as sin, it used what is good to bring about my death, so that through the commandment, sin might become utterly sinful." Now, there's a lot to unpack there, I know. I would encourage you to go back and read Romans 7 carefully sometime today when you get the opportunity, because it's hard for me to break down all of this in the short time that we have. But Paul concludes this way. He says in verse 14, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin." And what Paul is doing here is he's talking about his conversion story, and he's talking about everyone's conversion story. All of us grow up in ignorance of the law, but all of us, whether Jew or Gentile, our conscience kicks in, we have an awareness of right and wrong, we start to try to follow what is right to impress others, maybe to impress God, maybe to feel good about ourselves. And so we strain and strive to follow the law to establish that we are good, and we can't do it. We fail. Why? Because we have sin in us. And so the law that is good and tells us how we should live becomes a curse to us because we realize we can't do it. And Paul's going to go on to say, "But thanks be to God who sets me free from this law of sin and death. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Christ Jesus." And so Paul goes on to say in Romans chapter 8, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death." See, what we're set free from is not the law of God and His commandments. We're set free from the law of sin and death. We're set free from this inability to relate to the law in a healthy way. We're set free from legalism. We're set free from condemnation, but we're not set free from having the blessing of God's commandments there to guide our lives. Well, I hope this is helpful for you. We're going to break down some other passages related to this in the New Testament next week. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.